Joining us now in the studio, day-to-day senior producer Steve Proffitt, and he's here to help share some listener, I'm going to call it hate mail, because that's what it is.
Now, Madeline. All right. Let's begin, though, with a little bit of...
How about disagreement mail?
Disagreement mail.
Okay.
Slate's Timothy Noah, he was on the show last Thursday for what he thought was a humorous look at who might win the Nobel Peace Prize.
And that was Thursday, the day before Al Gore and scientists from the UN Climate Change panel actually won it.
Tim was joking about Al Gore's bad luck, and he noted that just when it looked like Gore was a shoe-in for the Peace Prize, Buddhist monks in Myanmar began demonstrating for government reform. Here's a bit of what he said.
These monks, you know, they fight dirty, you know? I mean, they're refusing alms, they're submitting themselves to torture and death. These guys will stop at nothing.
That's Tim Noah of Slate.com, and Madeline, some of our listeners did not appreciate his humor.
Yeah, from Minnesota, Carolyn Hirsch writes to say, the monks who have been tortured and slaughtered there would not, I'm sure, appreciate being the subject of a humorous take on the Peace Awards.
And some of our listeners weren't too happy with another interview we did last week. This was with Blender music critic John Dolan.
Yeah, we talked to him about an article he'd written on rock music's worst lyrics, and the list includes songs by Sting, Carly Simon, Dan Fogelberg. Dolan also singled out Led Zeppelin.
When you've got a band, a great band with great songs writing, you know, lyrics based on the Hobbit, it's not good.
But Gollum at the evil wall crept up and slipped away.
Led Zeppelin in one of critic John Dolan's examples of really bad rock lyrics.
What hit songs has John Dolan ever written? Wonders listener Doug Bruin, who says he doesn't remember ever buying a John Dolan CD.
And from Mount Pleasant, Michigan, a listener who identifies himself as Are You Serious? Says simply, thanks, you ruined my day. I'm going to burn all my Sting and Rush CDs now.
Some thoughts too, Madeline, about your interview with Jenna Bush. Listener Frank Montalvo sends kudos. He thanks you for asking tough questions and for not allowing the interview to be just a simple fluff piece.
Most of our correspondents, however, were not as complimentary. Many wrote to say while they were not supporters of President Bush, they felt I should not have pressed his daughter on differences she might have made with his policies.
Listeners such as Paige Young, she lives in Seattle, she says she wanted to hear more about Jenna Bush's book. It's about a poor Panamanian woman with HIV. More about the book than about Jenna's politics. And finally, Madeline, some criticism of a music selection we played on Friday.
Right. This was after a story about a Reno, Nevada man charged with a brutal murder of his wife.
Careful listeners noticed that the instrumental music that followed it was from a song by Prodigy, and the title of that song, which we're not going to say here, seems to endorse violence against women.
Most listeners who wrote about this wondered if we were making some sort of musical comment on the story. Others found it offensive.
But our director on that day, Sarah Spivak, she picks the music. She explained that she wasn't looking at the name of the song. She was focused on finding a tune with the right mood.
Something not cheerful. This worked. I played it on the air, thought it was great, and then I started reading listener mail. And that's when I realized that the song's title was inappropriate.
So apologies all around for that one. If you have thoughts or comments, write us.
Doesn't all have to be hate mail. Just go to our website, npr.org, click on the Contact Us link. Steve Proffitt, thank you.
My pleasure, Madeline.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Cohen.